Ugh, who else but Moon Sorrow with Kaiku, which I believe means echoes. You're listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM. And Sam, I just can't thank you enough for picking that track. We need Moon Sorrow every episode.
I had to. Well, the context for this was that, you know, Eric has just moved into this shack in the middle of nowhere, Nova Scotia. And, you know, he sends us this photo of, like, you know, a wood fire, like, breaking trees and you know, burning them. And I could just hear the crackling in my ears, right? And I'm like, no, this is exactly the song for this.
See, I thought you drag and drop the wrong song by accident.
It's funny because when I sent that photo, this was exactly the song I had in mind. I was like, Moon Sorrow Lifestyle. And you were like, this one?
I can hear it right now. And then obviously after that, I had to like listen to all of Very Sick Heat because you can't.
I mean, it's intended as one song. It is known, Khaleesi.
Oh, the whole album? They want you to digest it in a single listening?
I don't know, but we're creating this. Exactly. From now on, all Moon Sorrow albums are just meant to be consumed like a film, like a movie you listen to.
So you break it up into 20-minute chunks and eventually finish it over the course of a week?
Exactly, with multiple snack breaks in between. Yeah. And yeah, that's how I watch.
You're on your phone. Yeah.
It's like the Spider-Man pointing at Spider-Man meme.
Yeah, checking your tweets. Yeah.
I actually did have a metal head friend who like was horribly OCD about listening to albums from start to finish. And I was like, what do you do if you're on like a bus and then like, you know, your bus stop is coming up before the album finishes? And he's like, then I don't start it.
Wait, even like, what if it's like one of those albums where it has like two demos at the end and like the drop in sound quality is very sharp, you know?
That's Ooh. An interesting point. I don't know if that counts.
And what about B-sides? Do B-sides count?
Ooh. Well, this At is like point, at least in the age of CDs.
Maybe he only listens to EPs because those are easier to like break up, right? Oh, like a three-track EP, true. Then he can listen to them.
Yeah, then you can do it.
Now I feel like he's a coward, you know?
Shots fired.
Too scared to listen to a full album, yeah.
Okay. Sam, this next one I think was one of your picks, Sidus Atrum, and I believe it's Fading Light, but for some reason the tag got read as Facing Light. I think it's Fading.
You know what? I think you're right. It's probably Facing Light, and I wrote the tags for it, so that's probably a typo.
You handwrite tags?
Yeah.
Bro, everything is better on Linux.
Well, when you're like pulling stuff off of YouTube, I mean, when you're you know, curating your playlist. This Sidus Atrum. Okay, so this was a Black Metal Productions like random, but it's sick. It's a one woman band from Ukraine, from Kiev,
nice.
And she is fucking tight. Like, I mean. She's amazing.
You're, the word was out before you realized it.
It's
pretty much like we're just hanging out, three friends talking about metal, right? So sometimes
that's the point of this show.
Watch our
Plus,
language.
At least you know, for Eric, it's like late enough at night that you know we should be able to.
It's funny because like I was an early riser when I was still in Eastern time for this show, and now the show is an hour later. Plus, I think the time change is tonight too. On top of that, so it's just going to be like we're all going to be screwed up. I think we spring ahead tonight.
It is. Yeah.
Anyways, let's dive into this next track here because it's gonna start in 3 seconds. You know,
go.
Keep it locked. All right, enjoy Sidus Atrum. You're listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM. Thank you. You're listening to Howls from Hell, the fastest way to end your first date on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Listening to Howls from Hell, not your mom's favorite show. CKUT 90.3 FM.
Thank you. Oh!
You're listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Extreme metal you won't hear anywhere else.
That was Hate of Satan's Hammer from Asagraum. And we are at the end of our show. We do not have a lot of time left. If we want to give a smidge of this next 10-minute song.
Well, it's a very atmospheric one, so it's kind of meant to be that buffer track at the end.
Oh, great, right, great. Yeah. It.
But yeah. Yeah.
No, we've had a fun show, though.
It was great.
A lot of new stuff. Some good CanonCon.
Inaphelion is one I'm going to follow up on, especially. That was tons of fun. So, So, folks, it is funding drive season. CKUT thrives off of your donations. You know, it's not for profit. We do not get paid for this. So if you enjoy what we do, head over to ckut.ca/donate and put in a little $5 or more for Howls from Hell. Next episode will be the funding drive episode, so we will be reminding you even harder in 2 weeks' time.
That's anything right. else We're being to say? Preemptive here, so
yeah.
Give me 2 weeks.
Get your donations in now, please. Every little bit helps.
I think you got it.
I think we got it. All right.
That's it.
Good night, Montreal. Talk again in 2 weeks' time. This last track is from Al Rackus, and it's Gas und Staub zwischen den Sternen. Good night.
Experience of a lifetime. Are you ready for crystal clarity in sonic bliss? Are you ready for CKUT? We're ready for you. 90.3 on your FM dial.